This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans leaning on Democrats who control the U.S. House to back off investigations on President Trump after special counsel Robert Mueller concluded there was no evidence of collusion or Russia and members of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham puts it this way.
The bottom line here is that Mueller has looked at this for 2.5 years. He's concluded that no one on the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians, and that the facts regarding obstruction were insufficient. Therefore, there is no way you could prosecute a case if the prosecutor is unsure.
Meanwhile, House Democrats are turning their sights to health care and a bill to lock in protections for people with pre-existing medical conditions after the administration says it wants to see the entire elimination of Obamacare. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
The latest report on the most stolen cars is out. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The new study for drivingtests.org ranks Nissan's new Altima as the most stolen new car on the market. The study ranks the Honda Civic the absolute favorite among car thieves. Thieves make off with about 45,000 of them each year, slightly more than Honda Accords. They have different tastes in different parts of the nation, though. Honda Accords are the most stolen vehicles on the East Coast, while Ford and Chevy pickups are the favorites for thieves in the South and the Midwest.
In Chicago, an angry Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to charges being dropped against Empire actor Jesse Smollett.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice.
Smollett insists he never lied to police or prosecutors.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The battle over health care has resumed in Washington.
The Republican Party will soon be known as the Party of Health Care. You watch.
Health care back center stage after a major reversal from the Trump administration. The Justice Department now calling for the entire Affordable Care Act to be eliminated. Today, Democrats announcing a new plan protecting those with pre-existing conditions.
In this House, with a Democratic majority, we're here to strengthen those protections and to lower health care costs.
Striking down the Affordable Care Act would put health care in jeopardy for millions of Americans.
Apple is moving into the content business. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New services announced at a big event on Monday at its Cupertino, California headquarters. Among those, Apple TV Plus, the company's new subscription platform for original TV programming. Also, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced a new subscription service called Apple News Plus.
I love the feeling of being at the newsstand with all those beautiful and thought-provoking magazines covering so many topics. Well, today, we're bringing magazines to Apple News. All of these magazines come to life in an all-new service that we call Apple News Plus.
For $9.99 a month, you get access to more than 300 magazines and newspapers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live.
Hey, because that's what we do. I mean, we can't do it without you. I mean, just listen to the Democrats, the ones that messed up the healthcare system, now saying, we're going to fix it and we're going to, you know, we're going to do something so wonderful. But of course, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. I think Nancy Pelosi said before. And meanwhile, very smartly, the president, you know, switched hard to policy as well and said, look, it's time for the Republicans to truly deliver a world-class healthcare system. But, hey, look, we'll see how that works out. And meanwhile, we continue to keep our eye on the ball with what happened with the recent report that was presented to Bill Barr. And Democrats are on pins and needles still because of all that they invested over this two-and-a-half-year, some are calling it a hoax, a witch hunt, and on. You can use whatever adjective you want to use. Just all kinds of fun and games here. I'm Bill Martinez. John Milkovich, speaking of which, joins us. John is an attorney, a Democratic state senator in Louisiana, author of the book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Mr. Martinez, Mr. Bill, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, this has got to have been fun. I mean, ever since this report, I mean, you and I have been all over this from day one. And, of course, you've been such an excellent resource with this new book, and you've done such hard work on helping to identify Bob Mueller and what he's all about. And I got to imagine, with all the odds stacked against this president, an attempted coup, a heavy-laden Democrat, Clintonista apparatchik, special counsel, and everything else, the mainstream media against this president. And after all these subpoenas, 13 foreign countries contacted, you know, the heck with these indictments that the Democrats want to insist that were so powerful, more than half of them with Russian oligarchs, they'll never see any kind of controversy. They all feel like, you know, you got oligarchs now in Russia going, hey, why not me? How come they didn't pay? I wanted to be indicted.
Hey. Listen, it's a great day in America, and I just believe, Bill, that, number one, with Mueller's background and trajectory, and just his M.O.,
mm-hmm.
and of course, Pan Am 103, not to belabor it, but we've talked about it before, it's one of many, many cover-ups he's been involved in, where the people that blew up Pan Am 103, Robert Mueller led America's investigation, and Ahmed Jibril, the terrorist that had the bomb built, gets off scot-free. Mansour Al-Qassar, the Syrian drug dealer that got the bomb on board, helped get the bomb on board through his pipeline and paid off baggage handlers. And then the crooked CIA officials that gave the green light for the flight to take off. I mean, this is a classic Mueller operation. None of the guilty parties that killed those 270 people, none of them spent one millisecond behind bars. Two Libyan intelligence officers did, though, the two guys that had absolutely nothing to do with the bombing, they were targeted. But to bring the operation full circle, not only not enough that the guilty go free and the innocent get persecuted, mm-hmm. Mueller, of course, has to manipulate the media, go over to the United Kingdom and make a speech where he pretends that he has sorrow and compassion for the victims and their families. Well, if he would have, maybe he would have done something about the perpetrators. I said, I'll say this. The Mueller operation was in full play here. People can think what they want. I don't think he stopped because he all of a sudden got a conscience. I think he ran into a brick wall. The recent poll bill that you know about, 50% of Americans said it was a witch hunt. Members of Congress hollering. More and more people investigating and looking into Robert Mueller's background, looking at Rosenstein. Lindsey Graham said we need to investigate the investigator. Mm-hmm. The targets that they leaned on and intimidated to get him to lie refused to implicate the president. He had no evidence. And then, of course, this is my speculation, did Bill Barr have a five-second conversation with Robert Mueller where he looked him in the eye and said, okay, Bob, time to wrap it up?
Yeah. Yeah, quite possibly, because the thing is, we said this the other day, John, is that if you remember in one of the stroke emails, the text, he said that he knew there was no collusion. Well, I mean, you know, way to save $30 million and all this anguish and torment of some American citizens here in the process if they'd have just listened to stroke and... Because even as prejudiced as Stroke was, he knew that it couldn't be about Russian collusion. And all I guess they could hope for is that, I was talking with some guys last night, you know, the old saying is that there's got to be a, you know, these guys were convinced that there's a pony underneath that hill of manure.
Sure, there was no collusion. Who really believed that Donald Trump was working hand in hand with the Russians or Julian Assange or whatever, Guccifer, you know. Mm-hmm. Does anyone really believe that Donald Trump was there? Certainly no one thinks he was there with some fires trying to pick Podesta's or the DNC's or Hillary's computers. Does anyone really think he was paying the people to dinner that he was working with them?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that anyone ever believed that. But look what the good that has come out of this, because coming out of the election, the allegations were being made. They have now, those allegations against President Trump for Russian collusion have been decimated. Mm-hmm. We have exposed the corruption in the FBI, the CIA, and the Department of Justice. And again, we always talk about the thousands of men and women in those agencies that are men of integrity and patriots and Christians.
It's embarrassing for the downline folks there with the FBI. There's no doubt about it. And they can hope that Bill Barr and the new leadership of the FBI and the intelligence community gets their act together, because, you know, what John Brennan and Clapper have done, and also, you know, the Barack Obama administration, because I've maintained, John, from day one, and this is clear. I mean, again, read the text messages between Stroke and Page. They're quite revealing. I mean, they said, look, at the White House wanted to know, they wanted to be kept up to date on what was going on with this campaign. So that tells you clearly, and with all the other things, the unmasking of citizens, you know, the last-ditch effort moves that were done within the Barack Obama administration in the final months to really set the tripwires on this whole program here. I mean, Barack Obama did us no favors. Again, he cost us dearly. You know, 2.5 years of where this country, can you imagine, John, where we'd be at right now if we had more unity and we had congressmen working together and the country getting behind this president? And, you know, we'd be looking at 3% GDP like it was, you know, 10 years ago. I mean, we'd already be at 4 and 5% GDP. And we'd really be doing something about the middle class, because what's happened, though Trump has done a lot about the economy, as Liz Peek says, and a couple other people, that we have an hourglass economy. And in that center is the middle class that was devastated by the Obama administration. And we've got to build that up. And, you know, we've got to be able to work on those things. But if we're chasing windmills like Don Quixote, we're wasting our time here.
Well, and of course, Don Quixote at least had the best intentions. These were the worst, you know, the worst of intentions. But you're right. We maybe did a little bit close to the paradise. but for this investigation. I think the flip side of it is I think some good things came out of it, because I think the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Justice have been exposed. That
without a doubt. Now, what are we going to do about it? We got to go to break. That's what we got to do next. John Milkovich is with us. More from John after this, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, come on, be honest. I know you were nervous. You were on the edge of your seat because it seemed like the odds were stacked against this country and against liberty. But liberty did win out. This is Bill Martinez, fresh and independent, every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with John Milkovich, yes, the attorney, and Democratic State Senator out of Louisiana, author of the book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. John, I want to lean on your legal expertise here. You know, the language that was presented to us by Bill Barr over the weekend was very selective. The president read out of it, no collusion, so that's aside. And no obstruction of justice, complete exoneration. But, of course, you know, all the talking heads, the mainstream media especially, that were so vested in the impeachment of Donald Trump. I mean, it wasn't, I mean, it's rather embarrassing to hear these things that they were saying. I mean, it was bad enough in real time when we were hearing it. But now, retrospectively, you go back and you hear this conjecture and these false narratives out there, you know, from the talking mainstream media heads, even congressmen and senators. I mean, how dangerous. But these are the same wacky people that, for me, have lost credibility because they've lied to us before. So, and I got to tell you, I get so frustrated, John. I want to throw something at the TV every time they come up. And whether it's Fox News, anybody, but especially Fox News, is like, why are you giving Richard Blumenthal any kind of FaceTime whatsoever? He's totally lost credibility. But of course, Fox News now, this is the same people that are now, you know, that hired Donna Brazile. So I guess, you know, maybe they're on their way out too.
Well, and I think if we boil it down, William Barr said, This is the Attorney General of the United States of America, and it's great to have an Attorney General of the United States of America that we can respect, and I believe this man is one, and I think he's risen to the occasion. He said, and then actually he quoted the Mueller investigation. This is better than even the William Barr saying it. Robert Mueller said, the investigation did not establish collusion.
Mm-hmm.
And they further said that William Barr said that Mueller's staff, quote, thoroughly investigated allegations that members of the presidential campaign of Donald J. Trump sought to obstruct the federal-related investigations. Mm. You know, basically what we know is that the Trump administration tried to give Mueller everything. Mueller conducted a thorough investigation, according to Attorney General William Barr, issued more than 2,800 subpoenas. That's 2,800 subpoenas,
mm-hmm.
executed nearly 500 search warrants, obtained more than 230 orders for communication records, issued almost 50 orders authorizing use of pen registers. And by the way, I don't even know what a pen register is. I'm sorry.
But it sounds impressive, though. But I mean, it demonstrates that the work was thorough. And that's what I, you know, to your point in all this, I mean, you're reading down and the way it was presented. And also, I thought it was brilliant that he tied in Rod Rosenstein to this, too, right?
Absolutely. I think it really gets back to William Barr rose to the occasion. And I don't know that everybody saw that coming. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I was in fear and trembling when I understood that he's told the U.S. Senate in confirmation proceedings, yes, Robert Mueller is a good friend of mine.
Right.
You know, in retrospect, I always get smarter after the fact, Bill. You're one of these people that's smart ahead of the time. I get incredibly, my IQ goes up about 30 points after something happens. But, okay. You know, he may have been saying that. I'm sure he was telling the truth. I'm sure he's had a personal acquaintance with Robert Mueller going back over the years. But mm-hmm. very significantly, when he said that, that really increased his chances for confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came down to it, it appears that his allegiance to the United States of America was greater than his acquaintance, more powerful, more compelling, more significant in his mind and heart than mm-hmm. his acquaintance with Robert Mueller. And like I say, I think, you know, reading between the lines, I just wonder, I don't know this, if he did have that William Barr, Robert Mueller moment.
Right, awesome. Exactly.
Time to wrap it up.
Yeah, and the way he referred to Robert was Bob. Bob. You know, it's like, okay, well, what about Bob? And so, like you, you know, the warning flags went up for me as well. And okay, and knowing all that we've talked about and all the research that you've done and reading your book about Robert Mueller, I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, what's gonna happen? Is there another shoe to drop yet? But you know, the indication is right now that Bill Barr may be our 011 Kenobi. And Obi-Wan, and he's going to, you know, help save the Justice Department here, because the corruption that is in the upper layer of, you know, of the FBI, the whole intelligence community, all the three-letter agencies as a result, and I'll put it at the foot of Barack Obama. Barack Obama, you know, tainted up the IRS, and, you know, here Lois Lerner, after all the shenanigans she got away with, is out living happily ever after on her government pension at the expense of the people, and all she did was invalidate a good percentage of people who, even like with the Donald Trump, faithful supporters that wanted to get involved in government, you know, for a good reason. They wanted to serve the country. And for that, they're being indicted. They're being run through the rigors and all their finances being drained because they want to activate the Tea Party. They wanted to get involved in government, hold government accountable. And what happened? The IRS comes after them. Absurd what's happened. And all this stuff, it's not only absurd, it's all very dangerous. And they need to pay a price. Somehow, John, I'll tell you, and I told the voters, I said, look, you have to take note of the people that you voted for. And the big question is, are they adding or taking away from our liberty? That is, to me, and I wrote a commentary on it this past week, about, you know, our motto as a country is E Pluribus Unum, you know, from many come one. Well, what is that one? You know, what is the unum? And to me, the unum of the E Pluribus, it all comes down to liberty. You know, the reason that people come to this country is so that they'll be free, truly free. And and in so many ways, yes, we're freer than most countries, but we're also, our freedoms are being attacked by these agencies and by these bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats that say, the people are too stupid. You know, they don't deserve it, and they're lucky that we graduated from all these elite colleges and we know so much better, right?
Yeah. No, well, you're right. And honestly, I think the culpability or the responsibility goes back even further. I mean, the Bushes, Clintons, Obamas, all against President Trump. And even, of course, Bush Sr. said that, well, I voted for Hillary. Bush Jr. said, well, he didn't vote for either one. But let's get real. Right. You know, these people were advocates of a new globalism, a Council on Foreign Relations, trilateral commission connections, many of them,
right,
that want to transform the world into a one-world socialist plantation where America is just one more province. In other words, they were not keen on preserving the freedom, independence, and sovereignty of America. They
exactly.
were willing to send us into wars. They were willing to attack our freedoms. They were willing to persecute people that had the courage to stand up and speak their mind and speak out for liberty and for Christianity.
Right. Well, liberty is a very inconvenient concept for people, for globalists, John, as you know, and really what it all comes down to, you're exactly right. Don't get lost in all the minutiae here. There is a single-minded agenda to all this stuff. And if anything is bipartisan, it is that concept that lies in the shadows that Donald Trump has identified in part as the deep state. But the deep state goes deeper and darker yet, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And you know, and of course, I've been questioned about the title of our book, New World Order. John Milkovich did not coin the phrase New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
President H.W. Bush, our 41st president, extolled the virtues of a, quote, New World Order over 20 years ago. In fact, it might have been 30 years ago. But, yeah, that is, and what a New World Order, a synonym for New World Order is one world government.
That's
so
right.
That was an American president.
And it's all driven by the convenience of technocracy. The technocrats are taking over. That's why data is king these days, and people have to be aware of it. And this is why your book is so pertinent. It's more than Bob Mueller. John Milkovich has been our guest. Make sure you check out his book. It's linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. John, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care. Have a great day.
Hey, Bill, you're a smart guy, and you're fighting for the Republic. Thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Elon Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans leaning on Democrats who control the U.S. House to back off investigations on President Trump after special counsel Robert Mueller concluded there was no evidence of collusion or conspiracy between Russia and members of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham puts it this way.
The bottom line here is that Mueller has looked at this for 2.5 years. He's concluded that no one on the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians and that the facts regarding obstruction were insufficient. Therefore, there is no way you could prosecute a case if the prosecutor is unsure.
Meanwhile, House Democrats are turning their sights to health care and a bill to lock in protections for people with pre-existing medical conditions after the administration says it wants to see the entire elimination of Obamacare. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Tell you, it's what it all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. It's about our freedom and our liberty. We've got a country to save. Thank you for joining in. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin is with us now, president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always good to be talking to you. Thank God. The Mueller investigation is done. We've got some good conclusions here. Maybe we can get this country back on track and focus on the things that are most important, like how about health care, huh?
Yeah, it seems like we may be able to actually get back and focus on health care. The Attorney General has the Justice Department essentially joining a legal action to have Obamacare declared unconstitutional. And I'm glad that we have an opportunity to see this make its way back through the Supreme Court.
Well, it's fairly inert, isn't it, right now? And the only thing that Obamacare, the problems it creates is it gives people a false illusion that health care is still in play here. I mean, this thing has been needed to be fixed for a long time, and hopefully now the Republican leadership can really get behind this and help these people. I mean, because the fact of the matter is, Jenny Beth, and I know you feel the same way as I do, is that you got people showing up at hospitals and trying to get, you know, health issues in their very lives that's affecting them. And, you know, if your health is not a problem, you know, health care is not an issue for you. But when it is a problem, I mean, this is devastating, and this is what's happening to everyday Americans.
If that is correct, Bill, and you do want to be able to have quality health care. Mm-hmm. I want that for all Americans. What we've got right now, because of Obamacare, we have very expensive health insurance. Mm-hmm. And it's so expensive that people are foregoing visits to the doctor because they can't actually afford the deductible, handle making sure that they're having their regular routine care treated. Mm-hmm. And that is a problem. And insurance does not necessarily equal quality health care or even care at all.
Exactly. Well, this is why, even if you go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com, you'll see there Dr. Josh Umber, and this is just one solution, Jenny Beth, this is Atlas MD, and what they do is they offer a program for an individual. You can go see the doctor as many times a month as you want, and for basic care, and it's $50 a month. Okay, and they've already pre-negotiated prescription costs 10 cents on the dollar against the current normal tables that you would experience. So they've already, this is the free market at work, and we need to promote more of that. And in your market, I would say if you can look up Atlas MD and you can get associated, at least you'll know your everyday care is taken care of. And then you look at catastrophic as another policy. That's where the insurance comes in, and you can consider something along those lines. But there are ways to piecemeal and find a solution right now, and meanwhile, while the government is fighting this out.
That is correct. And so I'll even have to check out what you're talking about with Atlas. And we need to be engaged in this process. We need to pay attention. We need to talk to our members of Congress, and we need to make sure that we're not just falling in line with talking points, but we understand what it is we're asking for and what that does to the cost and how it affects insurance for you and your family as well as for others. And one
exactly.
thing that I do know about our country, Bill, is that we are a very compassionate people, and when we know that our neighbors are suffering, we voluntarily do what we can to help them and to take care of them. And I know that will continue, and I think that's something we have to remember, and that compassion, when it's forced by the government under the threat of tax penalty or jail or whatever else there may be, it's no longer compassion, it's compulsion.
Without a doubt, and that's what this has proven time and again. This is why I'm a free market guy, and just like the example, what Dr. Josh Umber, and Atlas MD, what they're doing, it's just the free market at work. Common sense ways to make medicine work. Because meanwhile, the whole medical profession has been devastated with Obamacare. I mean, you didn't even want to stand by the exit doors. Doctors would run you over. They said, I'm done. I mean, and here we are. We have a doctor shortage. All these things we need to look at that are contributing to the high cost of even drugs. We've had extensive research done and interviews that we've conducted, Jenny Beth, about middlemen getting involved in taking a horrendous amount of money that should be going back to the patient, but it's not. It's being taken by these middlemen, and they're just, I mean, we're talking billions of dollars, and this is all adding to the cost. And then let's talk about tort reform. If you remember, George W. Bush went to Congress and said, he thought he had enough political capital to address tort reform, and they all but tarred and feathered him. You know, and we ain't talking about tort reform. You're out of here. But that's one of the major, to your point, these are one of the major costs to health care in America today.
That is correct, and it is something that needs to be addressed. One other thing, the president has said that he wants to see lower cost, pre-existing conditions covered, and more choices for all Americans. And I would argue that to cover pre-existing conditions, one way to approach that is to allow health insurance to be portable and not tied to your employer,
right,
so that we have transparency in the cost of health insurance. We can pick what works best for us. And when we change jobs, we don't lose a good health insurance plan just because we're changing jobs, or a health insurance plan that works for us and our family just because we're changing jobs. And that becomes very important when you get sick. A lot of times people fall into the pre-existing condition category where they don't have health insurance because they get so sick that they can't, they have to stop working, or their family member gets sick and they wind up losing their job potentially because they're taking care of their family member, and then the family member has a pre-existing condition. If it were separated from the from your employer, then you would be in a situation where it, that doesn't matter. Your work relationship is your work relationship, and your health insurance relationship, you get to figure out what's best for you and your family.
Well, when it comes to pre-existing, don't you think in order to ameliorate the cost, because, you know, costs come with pre-existing, there's no doubt about it, and it has to be ameliorated, and you may not be able to do it within a specific zip code or a region. You've got to be able to go across state lines so that you can, you've got a broader base of universe in which to ameliorate the expense, don't you think?
I think that is one... One thing that I've heard that I do agree with, I think that would help tremendously. This is not a solution, but it's a vision for how we would know when it's working. I heard someone tell me this, a volunteer on Capitol Hill, when I was on Capitol Hill in 2017 talking about healthcare and Obamacare. And this gentleman said, we will know when this is working when we see advertisements on television for health insurance the same way we see advertisements for car insurance.
Exactly. Exactly. That's an excellent point. And, boy, I can't wait for that day to occur, because then we can start working on other issues. We've chewed on health care long enough, just like immigration. We've chosen to make it more difficult, and we need to get out of this bucket of gum. We're better than this, Jenny Beth.
Exactly. We are. Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
Well, always great to have you on, and I want to encourage everybody to get activated, because these are the times that call for citizen activation, and this is why I support all the hard work that the Tea Party Patriots is doing on behalf of liberty for our country. Jenny Beth, how do we activate our citizenry?
Go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org.
Jenny Beth Martin, yes, the one and only president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Jenny Beth, as always, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for fighting the good fight on behalf of we the people, the fight for liberty.
Thank you.
You got it. Take care. Have a great day. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. No credit? No worries. Introducing No Credit Check now at Sprint. Sprint is offering its best rate plans to customers who do not want to run their credit. The No Credit Check program at Sprint allows customers to bring their own device or buy any smartphone outright and sign up for one of Sprint's unlimited plans. You can get one line of unlimited Kickstart for just $25 and a free Moto E5 after $100 prepaid MasterCard with No Credit Check. Plus, unlimited data, talk, and text, and streaming in DVD quality. Simply bring your phones or buy new ones, and everyone is approved for 5 lines. Guaranteed. All without a credit check. For more, visit ilimitadoya.com. Unlimited kickstart, up to 2 lines. Data deprioritization during congestion applies. With autopay, requires new line, port, and BYOD, or full SRP phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Moto E-Free requires online registration and 60 days of service. 1 new line and purchase of new phone before card ships. Restrictions apply.
Let's have a chat about your... Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. How you doing, huh? Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to fight the good fight on behalf of freedom-loving people, because this is what it comes all about. I maintain America really has to understand how powerful their vote is. Look, we've got the mess that we have in right now, you know, with the Democrats that are just pitching a fit because they didn't like the way the Mueller report came out. They were absolutely convinced. I mean, this is like 2016 all over again for them because they never expected Donald Trump to be president, and they certainly didn't expect Donald Trump to be vindicated. And their heads are exploding, and it's bad enough that it's the Democrats, but we're talking the mainstream media. I mean, it's so obvious. Newsbusters and MRC continues to give us the reporting numbers on just how prejudicial the reporting is. I mean, 92% of the reporting by the mainstream media is negative towards Donald Trump. Is it any wonder that everyday Americans are a bit confused? But thank God I'm sensing, Al Parada, who joins us right now from the stream, that America is about hatted with all this witch hunting that has been going on and saying enough is enough. Let's get on with the people's business, huh?
Yes. Well, except for the fact we do need to get justice for the people who caused this.
Yes.
But basically, enough with the collusion, the Russian collusion. Good, we can go back to eating Russian dressing without having our phones tapped by the FBI. I mean, please, let's get, you know, let's drop it. Let's move on to something else.
Well, we got serious things. I mean, we still have immigration issues. We're, you know, the Dems are still losing their minds over the president making it a point, and most of the country now appreciates that. Look, we've got serious problems on our southern border. And, you know, whether, I mean, they're so fixated about it being a fence. I mean, this has been comprehensive from day one. You know, the way they present this president is if he's some kind of idiot and has no concept of modern technology. The wall has just been one of those bumper sticker campaigns just to get people to understand. The wall represents, yes, it's a four-letter word, but it represents security for the nation, does it not? Which includes technology, the drones, and additional manpower there.
He just encapsulated in a phrase, you know, build the wall. It means securing the nation, securing the border by any means necessary. And the funny thing is, it's like you say, they go back and forth between this Trump being a total idiot and being a mastermind, you know, evil genius. So you know, make up your mind just so it's easier for us to play at home. But I mean, the guy's a builder. This is what the guy does. I mean, if I'm going to build anything along the southern border, he's kind of probably the guy I want. You know, that way we do it more efficiently, we do it cheaper. Because he knows how to build things. I mean, New York skyline is filled with things he's built.
Well, Alec, and you bring up a good point here. I just want to hit the pause button because you touched on something that people are overlooking. Look at how many times the president has demonstrated ways to save the people money. You know, whether you know, with the refurbishing of of the presidential airplane, other build outs that he's been involved in, he continues to save the people money. There is fiduciary responsibility that he represents, but the mainstream media gives him no credit. And oh yeah, by the way, he keeps donating his salary. What did he give? $100,000 to our border, to Homeland Security.
Yeah,
his last one.
Yes, he donates, and this is one of those things that, you know, can drive one mad. Is, oh, he took the presidency. He went after the presidency to build money, to make money for himself. He's losing hundreds of millions of dollars in this. He could have just stayed on the Apprentice and made a lot more money than he could do, you know, parlaying his office. You know, I mean, he's not a Clinton after all.
Right.
So it's one of those things that is kind of weird that's one of the, again, one of those charges used against him. As if he needed the White House to build his brand. He's had a brand for 35 years at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, if anything, he sacrificed his brand because of the partisanship. I mean, he's basically done what Hollywood has done to themselves by declaring his political viewpoint and his stance. He put himself in the crosshairs, and half the country says, look, I hate the guy, don't want anything to do with him. I hate his daughter. I don't even know his son, but I hate his son, too. Go wait.
If he did get a dog, they'd kick that, too. Let's be honest about it.
It's endless.
I wonder if the psychology is that he used to be one of them.
Yeah.
They're bitter about the fact that he switched to the, quote, the dark side. Because it is an irrational thing. He's just a dude doing a job he was hired by the American people to do.
Well, and look, to your point, he's doing the job. I mean, at a time when we needed it most, I mean, look at all this corruption that he's exposed. And the thing is, Al, I don't know. I'm concerned about whether or not those remaining have enough courage to follow through on this and really doing something about the corruption at the FBI that's been exposed, the deep state that's here, really taking a look at the inefficiencies of our government. You know, I've shared with people many times, my father and I used to have, these extended conversations about the waste of our government. And I used to tell him, even when I had a very cursory and uneducated knowledge of Chapter 11 operations, I said, Dad, we need somebody who can come in like an attorney or something that's unbeholden to anybody and to really start cutting some expenses and really making these hard decisions. And Donald Trump is the first guy in the modern era that I'm aware of that is, you know, he didn't count on K Street money. He didn't count on all this lobbyist money to get him into office. He can make these hard decisions, and the American people need to support what he's doing if they're serious about getting this country back on track and maybe returning some, you know, some logic and reason to our government, if that's possible.
Yeah. Again, having a guy who is, a businessman and be able to look at things and go, okay, why do we have seven programs spread over five different agencies that do the exact same thing?
Exactly.
You know, it's something as simple as that. There's a practicality. And then he talks about it he says it a lot, like he'll have asked questions of leaders. Well, why didn't anybody in America ever ask you to do this before? Well, nobody ever asked.
Right, exactly.
It's a little bit like, he's a little bit like, if you're a baseball fan, they call the Billy Ball.
Right.
And, the Oakland A's general manager started looking at things that had been accepted wisdom for a century and said, you know, why do we think that this is the best way to win a baseball game? Well, that's the way it's been done since, you know, Babe Ruth played for the Red Sox, you know, whatever. You know, it's, oh, okay, but is it right?
Right.
Well, no, actually. And so there's a reanalyze, just a simple, like somebody coming in different and reanalyzing the way things are done, and the comments, having the common sense to go, that's kind of silly way to do it, and then having the courage to sit there and fight to say, okay, let's do it right, and then show the results of that.
Well, and to your point here, Al, it required somebody who had control of the bully pulpit. I mean, Senator Tom Coburn, who I respect, and I can tell you, I don't even know the man that well. I mean, I've talked to him several times, but I love the man's heart and his spirit and what he did for the people. He used to, as you recall, used to write up the annual waste report, governmental waste report. And, you know, you talked about seven. I think he reported 19 agencies that had duplicative waste that involved over $450 billion. This is top of the iceberg type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he didn't have to go deep. It's just a quick brush overview of the amount of waste in these duplicative agencies that are all, you know, like you say, doing the same job. And they go, well, do you guys talk to one another? That would be no. We have our budgets, and we just keep rolling along because that's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
And here we have this opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to do something about, to really do something about government waste, and we're wasting time and allowing bureaucrats to block any kind of movement to, you know, to cause us to be more efficient. That's a problem, I believe.
Yes, and getting back to your original point, it is the fact that 2 years – 2 years have been wasted in a sense of the amount of energy that had to be expended to deal with something that was a hoax that was created to sabotage and slow them down, you know, and how do you get those 2 years back?
Exactly.
That's a problem. You know, there's a tremendous cost. Now, we don't worry about Trump personally so much. I mean, he's a big boy. He's a billionaire. He's got the supermodel wife. He's got the resorts around the world. You know, in the long run, we're not going to have to worry about him in a sense. But we do have to worry about the country, what was done, and the future president. I mean, my God, like I keep saying, it's like if Donald Trump had a D by his name, Oliver Stone would be doing a movie about what was done to him.
Well, he'd already be on his third or fourth Nobel Peace Prize. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. He'd be, you know, be lining up like Meryl Streep's Oscars or something. You know, I mean, it's true.
Yes.
When you think about it, and again, they gave a Nobel Prize to Obama for doing nothing. So, you know, how much is that worth at this point? You know, but it's true. These things are being done. Progress is being made. Middle East peace plan is going to be rolled out in a couple weeks. And hey, it sounds like some folks are on board for that. Maybe not the Palestinians yet, but some folks are on board for this in the Gulf states, what he's doing.
Right.
That's a major move.
Yeah, right.
Major. These are major things. I mean, you've got the show. I think with Trump, you have the show, and then you have the real stuff that's going on. And we got to concentrate more on the real stuff that's going on and, you know, eat popcorn for the show, but don't take it too seriously.
Exactly. Well, we've got a country to save, and it requires all hands on deck. We need intellectualized, and I don't mean, you know, nose up in the air like elites, educated voters. We need people educated so that they're not the low IQ voter, but they are the voter that are involved, and they need to be aware, Al, of what the Democrats have done to this country, how they've hurt us when it comes to health care, what they've done in terms of this big hoax, and, of course, the media themselves. They need to all be held accountable. I agree with you. And the best way to vote is with your money, and it's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Al Parada, he is with thestream.org. Al, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good to be talking
to you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, escaperightnow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Trust.